This is James Butler of Sex Clock 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. You're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
And now, all the way from the bottom of the infernal abyss, your host, Immortus X, and the Tribes of Insanity bring you yet another edition of the Dark Side of the Tomb. Every week, 2 hours of insanely demented music guaranteed to tickle your soul and dominate your mind. Sit tight, relax, pull your loved ones close to you, for the time is again at hand. The Dark Side of the Tomb.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
But I don't believe it.
Hey, 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 hey We'll be right back. Okay. I'm here to thank you for tuning back in to another episode of this program, La Ville Inhumaine, this monthly show that airs each Sunday, third Sunday, that is, on WGXC 90.7 FM Hudson. And, well, we're about 20 minutes into the program because I've been listening to something from Horse Lords, the album Horse Lords, the artist Horse Lords. And that was the track, Who Taught You to Hate Yourself, or Who Taught You to Hate Yourself, or Who Taught You to Hate Yourself, or Who Taught You to Hate Yourself. Who Taught You to Hate Yourself? Well, whatever you call it, that was Horse Lords, and this is The Inhuman City. I only have the time to play a few things this evening because they're all a bit longer. So I think I want you to stay tuned to listen to something from Rhys Chatham. I was just thinking this would be the appropriate thing to hear after Horse Lords with their experiments with just intonation, experimental tunings and sorts. Rhys Chatham, who began his career as a harpsichord tuner and went on to tune pianos for Lamont Young and was part of the Dream Syndicate with Tony Conrad, and continued to experiment with tunings, alternate tunings rather, and compose for huge forces of sometimes up to 200 musicians. This is something more recent. This is, but not too recent. This is about a decade ago. Something performed at Palais de Tokyo called Harmony of the Evening for six electric guitars, electric bass, and drums. Keep listening. And up now, Rhys Chatham. Okay, welcome back to me telling you you're listening to The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM. We have just enough time for maybe one more thing here because I played Rhys Chatham and before that Horse Lords, and now we have less than 10 minutes of this hour. So I've got something for you by, this is from Glenn Branca, a 1981 performance at the Performing Garage in New York. This is the first movement in Symphony Number 1, Tonal Plexus, music in four movements for multiple guitars, keyboards, brass, percussion, many, many personnel involved. Stay tuned for the rest of this program, which will just squeak into the next hour, which is a program called Music of Recent Centuries, brought to you by Miles Goldfarb, and I will see you again next month.